Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have a guest speaker this morning. Timon Kits has come all the way from the Netherlands to share with you the Word of God this morning. Oh, and he also came to visit his sister. He's the brother of Tessa. And Timon is a speaker, a teacher, a student, a historian, a studier of the Old Testament. And he's going to share with us an interesting text from the Old Testament that, well, you would have never have guessed. If I say any more, I'm going to accidentally start saying what he's supposed to say. So I'm going to be quiet. Timon, please come and open the Word of God to us this morning. Thank you.
Bon dia. Yeah. Good morning. So I also brought my wife, Jessica, and our three kids, but they are at Sunday school now. And I want to read with you from Numbers. Chapter 15. Verse 37. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments, with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by going after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands and will be consecrated to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." We also read from the New Testament, from the book of Romans, just one verse, chapter 13, the last verse. "Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." So, I brought something from the Netherlands. Well, actually, I brought it from home. Who knows what this is? How do you call this? Anybody? Where's the pastor? What is this? Praying shawl. And how do the Jews call this? A talit. And who knows how they call the tassels? Tzitzim. The tzitzim. And they wear this for prayer. Who has been to Israel? Have you visited the Western Wall? Did you saw the Jews praying with the tzalit? So this goes back to Numbers, and the praying shawl or wearing tassels is a custom that is not new to Israel, because the Egyptians had it too. The Babylonians had priests wearing shawls with tassels, cloaks with tassels, and even the Midianites wear these clothes. But there's a difference between the command that God gave to Israel and the custom of the surrounding nations. What is it? What's the difference? The Midianites and the Babylonians had a command that only the priests and kings could wear a cloak like this. But God commands everyone in Israel to wear a cloak with tassels, to walk around like a priest. Why is that? Let's look at Exodus chapter 19. It's about the calling of Israel. At Mount Sinai, God says, verse 6, "You will be for me a kingdom of priests and holy nations." So, the thing is, all of Israel is called to be a priest. And all of Israel had to wear tassels to remind themselves that they had a priestly calling as a nation. So, Israel hides under the tallit. And this is how they use it today. When they wear it, they cover themselves and they identify themselves with their holy calling as a nation to be priests for the Lord. So this is what the chief rabbi of London, Jonathan Sacks, he passed away in 2020. He wrote many books about the Torah, about the books of Moses. And he said this about the tallit. The tallit hides the person we are and represents the person we would like to be, because in prayer we ask God not to judge us, not for what we are, but for what we wish to be. So you realize that you are unworthy, undignified to come before a holy Lord in prayer. So the Jews wear the tallit. And when they wear the tallit, they cover themselves and know we are here because of our special calling as a people of God. Clothes hides a person. That's the meaning of clothes in the Hebrew Bible. Think about Joseph. He was dressed like an Egyptian king, and his own brothers didn't notice that it was him. Think about Jacob, who was dressed like his brother Esau, and his father didn't notice it was him. You cover yourself under clothes to represent what you want to be. We identify ourselves with clothes. Well, what's the good news today? Because I'm talking about Israel. And I'm talking about a command in the Torah. But what about us, Christians? We are not supposed to wear the tallit, right? There's no command in the New Testament to wear the tallit. But Jesus had one. Jesus wore the tallit. In the famous story in Luke 9 or Luke 8, where there was a woman who was suffering because she was bleeding all the time. And there was a crowd around Jesus, and Jesus was on his way to the daughter of Jairus. You know that story? And then the woman thought, if I touch the corners of his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus was wearing the talit. And the woman in distress touched the corner of his cloak, the tassels, and she was healed. Well, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus is our talit. Jesus is the fulfillment of the command. Every command in the Torah, also this command. And Jesus is also the fulfillment of the desire of the Jewish people. Most of them don't know that yet. But they will find that out later. That Jesus is the Messiah that they are hoping for. But think about this. This is the desire of the chief rabbi of London, the desire of the Jewish people about the talit. The talit hides the person we are and represents the person we would like to be. Because in prayer, we ask God not to judge us, not for what we are, but for what we wish to be. The good news of the gospel is that the talit means that we are in Christ what God wants us to be. Not what we are, and He doesn't judge us for what we are, but what we are in Christ. So we are Gentiles, Dutchies, Bonaireans, Americans. But we are also called to be a kingdom of priests. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, the Apostle John says this. Verse 6. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be the glory and power forever. Exodus 19, verse 6 is revisited in Revelation 1. The calling for Israel is extended for everyone who is in Christ and is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now, what's so important about the talit? Christ made us into a kingdom of priests. The clothes are for covering. Remember Adam and Eve when they were ashamed in the garden because they had sinned. What did they do? With fig leaves, they covered themselves. But what did God do? He covered them with clothes. And this is what God did for us in Christ. We are all sinners. Well, I am. We all fell short for the glory of God. We all did things that we are ashamed of, and we can't come by ourselves to a holy God. God said to Moses, "No one can see me and live. He's too glorious. He's too holy. He is a consuming fire. And we are sinful men." Let me give you an illustration. I know that your pastor loves to dive, right? I said, it's an overhearing. I know that your pastor loves to dive because there's so much glory under the water. So many beautiful things to see. We saw it yesterday in the semi-submarine. Semi-submarine. There's so much to see there. But you can't go there without a diving suit. You can't go there without a bottle of oxygen. You won't survive it. You need proper clothing, right? Well, what do you think about heaven? The throne room of God with all the angels. You can't just walk in there. You won't survive it. You can't just encounter a holy God. You can't. But the good news is, this is what Jesus Christ did for us. He died on a cross, naked, bearing our guilt, bearing our shame, that we can become clothed with Christ. So this is how we enter the throne room of God. This is how we can encounter God. We don't wear a physical talit. We put on Christ. And when we put on Christ, we are made holy. We are sanctified. We are God's beloved children. We are cleansed by all our sins. And when we enter the throne room in heaven, in prayer by the Holy Spirit, this is what God sees. He doesn't see the corrupt self of you. He doesn't see your sinful nature. He doesn't see who you are by yourself. He only sees you covered in Christ. He only sees a beloved child. He only sees a perfect, sanctified, holy child. You know why? Because you come in Christ. Wow. So important that we remind ourselves every day what Christ did for us. He was naked on a cross. He bare our shame, our guilt, so that we can become clothed with God. Only with God's only Son, Jesus Christ. So in the spiritual world, we are dressed like priests. We are dressed like kings, sons and daughters of the living God. But when we look in the mirror, we just see ourselves. And sometimes we forgot who we truly are. And that's the biggest problem for us, but it was also the biggest problem of Israel. Because why did they have to wear the tassels to remind themselves of their holy calling? So if you go back to Numbers, why did they have to wear tassels? You will have these tassels to look you wear these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by going after the lusts of your own heart and eyes. So this is the meaning of the talit. You look at the tassels and you remind yourself of your holy calling, and you live according to your holy calling. You obey the commandments of the Lord because they are in front of your eyes. Because if you don't look at the tassels, if you don't look at your holy calling, you will look from your own sinful heart and desires, and you will act according to your sinful heart and desires. You know what's interesting? The Lord says that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by going after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Heart goes before eyes. It starts with seeing the things from our sinful heart instead of seeing the things through God's eyes. Seeing yourself through your sinful heart, of looking at yourself, and remind yourself who you are. Well, for us, it's the same command in Christ. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. It's one of the two. You clothe yourself with Christ. You remind yourself of what Christ has done for you. And then you realize, I am forgiven so much. I am loved by a holy God. I am a beloved child of God. I'm sanctified. I'm cleansed. I'm made righteous. So I will live as a sanctified, holy, beloved child of God. But if you don't remind yourself of who you are in Christ and what He has done for you, then you will look at yourself and the things around you with your own sinful heart, and then you will act according to what your heart sees and believes. If a king is dressed like a beggar and he looks into the mirror, what does he see? A beggar. He doesn't see what he is. He's a king, but he sees a beggar because he's dressed like a beggar. And if he's dressed like a beggar, how will the people treat him? Like a king or like a beggar? Like a beggar. And if a beggar is dressed like a king, how will he see himself? As a king. And how will the people treat him? As a king. So if you see at yourself as a sinner, I am a sinner, I am a sinner. Yes, you are a sinner. But if you look in the mirror and say, I am a sinner, I am a sinner, I am a sinner, you will be treated as a sinner and you will act like a sinner. Another example. If there is a cop, a policeman, who's insecure, who's nervous, it's his first day on the job, but he's wearing the police uniform. Will the people tell that he is nervous? What do they see? A cop. A policeman. That's what we are in Christ. We are sinners by nature. But thanks to Jesus Christ, God doesn't see us like sinners. He doesn't treat us like sinners. We are clothed in righteousness. We are holy and pure thanks to His Son, Jesus Christ. And when you start to look at yourself through the eyes of God, you stand before the mirror and you don't see a sinner. Oh yes, you sin, but you are made righteous in Christ. You are beloved in Christ. You are sanctified in Christ. So, that's what it means to put on Christ and remind ourselves of who we are in Him. The Thistles reminds Israel not to follow the lusts of their own hearts and eyes. The Gospel reminds us not to live according to our sinful nature, because we have a holy calling as priests in the kingdom of God. Well, I'm wrapping up with the exhortation. We need to remind ourselves every day who we are in Christ by preaching the gospel to ourselves. Because faith comes by hearing, Romans 10. And we shouldn't wait every Sunday till Pastor Doc explains us who we are in Christ and preaches about who we are in Christ. We need to tell ourselves every day who we are in Christ. Because when we speak about what Jesus has done to us, then we put on the cloak of righteousness. Then we put on our spiritual armor. Then we put on our spiritual talit. Then we are clothed in Christ. How do you do that? For example, we stumble and we fall. We sin. And then we come to God. But we don't come to God like beggars. Like, oh, I have sinned and then you will cast me out. Don't take the Holy Spirit from me. And oh, I'm so shameful. And can be true. But that's not who you are in Christ. You put on the talit. And you say, I know I have sinned. And I'm sorry. But I know that I'm forgiven by Jesus Christ. I know that I'm still God's beloved Son. And I know that you gave your Holy Spirit to sanctify me. And by your power and by the power of the gospel, I will overcome this sin because I'm called to be a priest in your kingdom. And that makes a difference. If you stand before the mirror and can say, I am God's beloved son. I am God's beloved child. Or if you stand before the mirror and say, oh, look at me, I'm so silly and I'm so sinful and I am this and I'm that. No. You are a beloved son of God. You are a beloved daughter of God. So we have to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. But we also have to preach the gospel every day to each other. That's what fellowship means. I really like what you said about the coffee. Yeah, drinking coffee. Fellowship with one another. Because in Holland, that is most of the time the review time. Leave your review at the end of the service. What did you think about the preaching? What did you think about the dress of our sister? But you know, drinking coffee and a fellowship is not at the end of the service. It is part of the service. Because then you have the opportunity to preach the truth of the gospel to one another. Because you speak to one another according not to what they are and what they've done, but what the other is in Christ. And it's so important that we say all the time to each other, you are God's beloved son. You are God's beloved daughter. You are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. And that we treat each other according to what we are in Christ and not how annoying someone else can be. So this is the thing. Revelation 19. The angel says to the apostle John, testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When we speak about what we are in Christ to each other, the Spirit of God is working among us. Faith comes by hearing. Not only because we preach to ourselves, but also because we exhort one another by telling who we are in Christ. And when we do that, something grows in our heart, faith. Something grows in our heart. We start to see who we are in Christ. Our heart starts to believe who we are in Christ. And then we will behave who we are in Christ. So I want to give a vivid illustration about how powerful the gospel is for our hearts. I want to speak over somebody just some gospel truths. Everything I say is not new. You know it. You've read about it. You believe it. But when somebody else says it to you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, something happens in your heart. So, who needs an encouragement and wants to come stand next to me to receive a blessing about who you are in Christ and wants to serve me with a vivid illustration? One volunteer is enough. What's your name? Daniel? God's my judge. I like that name. God's my judge. Wow. Your name is already a testimony. Okay. So, this is just an example of how we can pray for one another and speak to one another, not about who he is by himself. I don't even know you. But I know that you believe in Jesus Christ, right? And God knows you. And you are God's beloved son. So, this is what we do. Not physically, but spiritually. When we encourage one another in Christ. When we preach the truths of the gospel in Christ. We do this. We remind you, Daniel, you are God's beloved son. You are holy. You know that? You are sanctified. God loves you so much that he gave his son for you. You are a co-heir in Christ. You are made righteous. All your sins are canceled. You are a priest. Amen. Amen. You are holy in God. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the work that he started in you, Christ will finish it. And all your debts are canceled. It's nice to hear. That's nice to hear. How is it when someone says that to you? Everything I said, you knew it already, right? But what happens when I say it to you by faith? It's like a reminder, just like this. It becomes more real. So, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. We have to remind ourselves who we are every day by preaching the gospel to ourselves. Am I telling each other at the coffee, but also in other occasions, who we are in Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and pray. Heavenly Father, I wear a physical talit, but in the Spirit, thanks to Jesus Christ, we are all covered by your Son. We are all clothed in Christ. We are all called to be priests in your kingdom. We are all your beloved children. And Father, our hearts forget all the time who we truly are. Help us by your Holy Spirit to remind ourselves and remind each other who we are because of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are thankful for your grace. We are thankful for your calling. Help us to live under the blessing of our spiritual talit, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Thank you.